You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The year of the teacher, that's what many are calling this year's legislative session. Well, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been saying they're making teacher pay and school finance reform top priorities this go-round. Late last week, the Texas House Democratic Caucus laid out their $14.5 billion plan. All this as we wait for Republican school finance leaders in the House to unveil their bill. So what's in the Democratic proposal and how might it square with the Republican plan? For that, we're joined by State Representative Gina Hinojosa. She is a Democrat from Austin and former president of the Austin School Board. Representative, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Texas Kids First plan. It's actually composed of several bills. Some have already been filed. Some are still being drafted. The total price tag, as I understand it, $14.5 billion. What exactly does that pay for?
Well, first and foremost, it pays for a full day pre-K, which is a goal that many in the state of Texas, many in leadership, have aimed for years. It is a goal that, in fact, our current governor identified about two sessions ago, and yet we still haven't been able to get there.
Speaker Dennis Bonin told reporters that a reason school finance reform hasn't happened in past legislative sessions, as he puts it, is because partisan politics can get in the way. You agree with that? I mean, are you encountering a lot of that partisanship there under the Pink Dome?
This is actually an issue where there is bipartisan support. And so we hope to actually work very closely with our Republican colleagues to pass a school finance bill that really finally invests in our kids.
Well, no.
And that's the other piece about this. We would deal with a cost of living adjustment and also inflation, which is something that really has put us into this hole where we are underfunding our schools because we don't have in the formulas a cost of living adjustment or inflation. And so what's happening is that the reality of inflation is being borne on the backs of our school districts, our educators, and our kids.
There has been talk of an increase in teacher pay across the board, $5,000. How does the Democrats' plan square with what Republicans have been pitching?
Our plan is different, but we take the same money that the Senate is investing in anticipation of that bill coming over. We take the same money. We also have an across-the-board pay raise, but we include the reality of skyrocketing costs for healthcare in our plan, and we're putting $100 a month in the pocket of our employees, our school employees, to help pay for that healthcare cost. But on top of that amount that we're taking from the Senate, we are adding to that an investment from the Rainy Day Fund, and we are investing into TRS stabilization. So
this is the teacher retirement service.
This is our teacher retirement. Yeah. Yes, we owe a debt to our teachers. We have made a commitment to our teachers, and we need to make sure that we honor that. So we would take some of that as a one-time payment into teacher retirement system stabilization. One more thing. We hear all the time from educators that they are spending money out of their pocket for school supplies, classroom supplies, and our plan would also give them a $500 check for reimbursement of those supplies. This is a one-time also investment from our Rainy Day Fund.
I see. Representative, do you think that Republicans in the legislature are sincere and serious about fixing school finance, or is this window dressing and largely about electoral politics?
I think absolutely they are sincere. We all want to do what's best for our kids. Public education is important on both sides of the aisle. At the same time, there is a reality that this is what voters want. This is what Texans want. And so that's our job, to deliver what it is our constituents expect and want, but it's also the right thing to do.
Representative Gina Hinojosa from Austin, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure. Thank you.